Lobbyists are taking a verbal beating from Democrats in the presidential campaign.
And I couldn't stand by and watch as special interests cut backroom deals with people in power.
That's the problem today. We have a president who's not on the side of the average working people. He's on the side of the drug lobbyists and the big powerful entities, the HMOs. I have a message for them. We're coming, they're going, and don't let the door hit them on the way out.
Democratic candidates Wesley Clark and John Kerry. Such remarks caused the American League of Lobbyists to send a letter to the Democratic candidates asking them to cease and desist. The president of the Lobbyists Lobby Group says their work is a critical part of the political process. Jim Snyder, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper here in Washington, says the letter complains about the current campaign rhetoric.
They say that their feelings are hurt. I don't know that they really expect that the rhetoric will change, but I think they're just a little bit tired of being the punching bag.
Howard Dean, Wesley Clark, and others who are not members of Congress have said that those who are members of Congress, John Kerry, John Edwards, were beholden to lobbyists, and by golly, they were going to, you shouldn't elect those fellows because they're,
Well, that's right. I mean, I think it's kind of guilt by association. If you're running for a national office, it's a common theme to try to portray yourself as an outsider, not beholden to these special interests, as they say.
But the irony is that those members of Congress who are running are also beating up on lobbyists and saying that they're not part of any,
Well, that's right. I think that they're trying to emphasize a weakness that they perceived the administration of having, to be sort of, as I say, beholden to special interests. I mean, you see it in the Vice President Dick Cheney's association with energy lobbyists through his development of a national energy policy plan. No-bid contracts for Halliburton and Bechtel in Iraq. So I think that they're trying to sort of tap into some anger among the Democratic electorate.
John Kerry's former chief of staff is now a lobbyist.
Yes, he is. As well as Senator Edwards is a lobbyist for his former chief of staff is a lobbyist for a law firm in North Carolina.
Didn't Howard Dean just hire one of those to run his campaign?
He did. Roy Neal is a former telecom lobbyist, although I think he was most recently a university professor.
And what was Wesley Clark's job immediately before he started running for president?
He was a lobbyist for a Little Rock, Arkansas company.
Do we see a pattern here?
Well, it's hard not to be. It's hard to be completely clean of lobbyists. I mean, there are 25,000 of them in town.
Jim Snyder is a staff writer for The Hill,